Mrs. McIver was found dead on a bed in an Indian Grove rooming house early today. It was first thought she had died from wounds on the back of her head, but an autopsy revealed death was caused by drowning. Mrs. McIver had been separated from her husband since 1959. The autopsy showed two head wounds may have rendered Mrs. McIver unconscious, but could not have caused her death. Police say she may have been drowned under a tap in an attempt to revive her. Chatham. Premier Robart showed up tonight officially uninvited at Prime Minister Diefenbaker's election campaign rally. Chum's Don Peacock reports.
There was no doubt that the Premier turned up on purpose, though he himself said he had not originally been on the program. His purpose was plain from his brief remarks preceding Mr. Diefenbaker's speech. If anyone thinks for one moment that I am less than enthusiastic in supporting you and the great campaign which you are waging, said the Premier to the Prime Minister, I am here tonight to assure you and the others that I am with you all the way. Robert's appearance and his statement follow public suggestions that he's not been as eager to support the Diefenbaker election campaign as former Premier Frost was in 1958. Diefenbaker told newsmen a few days ago that the Premier would be having something to say on this question. Robart said he was in this area anyway and wanted to come and take part in the meeting, though he had not been invited officially. Don Peacock, Chum News, Chatham.
Toronto police are attempting to locate Mrs. Edith Graham, sister of Albert Swindlehurst, on an urgent family matter. Mrs. Graham formerly lived on Pembroke Street. Mrs. Edith Graham, or anyone knowing her whereabouts, is asked to contact the Sergeant of Detectives at Empire 21711 immediately. New York, the entire 24,000-man City Police Department has been put on the alert in search for two men who shot down two detectives today. The plainclothesmen were killed as they interrupted two gunmen during a holdup in a candy store in Brooklyn. New York, a federal appeals court today threw out a Congress case against folk singer Pete Seeger, who was sentenced to prison when he refused to say whether he ever was a communist. Washington. The White House apparently is having little luck in finding a replacement for Livingston Merchant when he retires as U.S. Ambassador to Canada and from government service. Congressman Cornelius Gallagher said today he had declined the ambassadorship. There were previous reports that Congresswoman Edith Green also showed no interest in the position. Moscow, a Soviet magazine, claims the question of Canada having nuclear weapons has assumed what it calls great importance in the June 18th election. The Soviet news agency TASS quotes Soviet Russia magazine as saying broad segments of the Canadian population are against atomic armament. The magazine says both the Liberals and the Conservatives have been forced to conceal their position from the electorate. Toronto, the Ontario College of Pharmacy told the Royal Commission on Health Services today that a health care program for Canada should include prescription drugs from the start. It advised, however, that a nominal charge be made for each prescription to avoid abuse. The OCP brief said there's a lack of adequate qualified pharmacists in many hospital pharmacies and physicians' clinics. Follow Federal Election 62 with CHUM. News reports three times each hour. News extras at 20 after and 22. Complete newscasts 5 minutes before every hour. The holiday weather reading clear overnight with a low of 68. Mainly sunny and continuing hot on Saturday. The expected high 90. The outlook for Sunday continuing hot with afternoon thundershowers. Chumometer 81 degrees, winds northwest at 5.
Okay, we're out here in front of the Chum Studios now at 1331 Yonge Street, and we're waiting for the voice to pull up. The furthest thing from the voice just pulled up, Al Belisca. How are you, Albert?
That's pretty funny, isn't it?
Uh-huh. How was your on-the-scene TV show?
How was my on-the-scene TV show? It was great as usual, and I was driving up here in my car with several very good friends. Amongst them was the Lieutenant Governor, Alphonse Ouimet was with us. And we had the boss, and we were discussing your profit-sharing checks, which are coming up very soon.
Right. Listen, you discussed the voice.
Way, I think you'll all be very pleased
you put in a good
to find week. A little something extra in your checks next month, fellas.
A pink slip.
Well, isn't that nice? Listen, we're waiting to see the voice here. He's a minute late. How about that? The guy comes in for his first air shift, and he's a minute late. Okay, what were you going to say? I'm getting excited about the voice. I think it's a beautiful blonde.
Well,
and she's not here yet.
Pulling up, that's the whole thing.
There's all kinds of cars. Yeah. There's a car with three girls in it. No, that's not it. Here comes a Cadillac convertible.
There he goes.
There's a dog.
I think you better. He's not going to show for a minute. We maybe should go back for sports or something.
Yeah,
eh?
I think Ron's got some sports. He obviously isn't here yet. So.
He's going to be late for his first airship.
All right, we'll go back.
Let's go back for the.
We'll go right back now for sports.
Another chum sports report. In baseball, the New York Yankees have lost the services of Mickey Mantle indefinitely. The star center fielder suddenly buckled and fell to the ground with a leg injury in the ninth inning of last night's game with Minnesota. He suffered undetermined injuries to his left knee and right thigh and was taken to hospital for x-rays. In baseball scores in the National League, Chicago defeated Philadelphia 11-8. Cincinnati took Pittsburgh 4-1. Milwaukee made it 5-2 over New York. After two innings, it's St. Louis 2, Los Angeles nothing. After one, Houston and San Francisco are scoreless. In the American League, Los Angeles 8, Boston 4, Minnesota 4, New York 3. Washington edged Kansas City 3-2. Cleveland whitewashed Detroit 9-2. And after nine innings, Baltimore and Chicago are in a 4-all deadlock. In the International League, Toronto Maple Leafs won their fourth straight International League game here in town tonight, coming from behind to score four runs in the seventh inning and down the Richmond Virginians 7-5. In other scores, Buffalo 10, Columbus 4, Syracuse 7, Atlanta nothing, and Jacksonville 6, Rochester 4. In track and field, Al Erter of New York has set the world record for the discus throw at the Coliseum Relays in Los Angeles. He threw the discus 200 feet 5 and 1/2 inches to become the first man ever to better 200 feet in that event. The effort surpassed the existing world mark by 15 inches. Another world record was set at the Coliseum when Dallas Long put the shot 65 feet, 10 and 1/2 inches. On the turf, Thor Hanover, a rank outsider, came rushing from nowhere in the final 70 yards and broke Adora's Dream's streak of 13 straight victories with a triumph in the $169,000 Messenger Stakes at Roosevelt Raceway last night. In golf, after an opening round 65, Bill Collins slipped to a 4-under par 68 yesterday in the $20,000 Hot Springs Invitational Open, but his two-round score of 133 still gave him a two-stroke lead over Buster Cubitt and Australia's Ken Nagel. Bob McAllister had a 137 total in fourth place. Tied at 138 were Al Gieberger, Ron Funseth, Jimmy Powell, and Bert Weaver. Al Johnson of Montreal was among four players tied for 12th place at 139. Jerry McGee of Toronto soared to a 74 after a first-round 68. He's tied with seven others at 142. And finally, in soccer, a touring English team, Sheffield United, last night defeated an Ontario All-Star team 3-0 in an exhibition game at Varsity Stadium in Toronto. And that's the Chum Sports Report, sports news on CHUM all the time. The next complete report, 3 o'clock.
Okay, here we are back out in front of our studios at 1331 Yonge Street, and still the voice hasn't showed up, and it's 5 minutes past 12.
This guy might be the voice.
What have you got?
Listen to this. Speak. Speak. Oh, you see, now he's got stage fright. We have enough. You know, that sounds like somebody the boss might get for us. You never know. I mean, think of you, you know. No, you're all right.
This is the nuttiest station I've ever worked for. I'll tell you that. We got a dog bark. Dog doing the all-night show. Listen. Well, there goes by a car. That's not it. Boy, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on here. David?
Oh, Dave, what do you think?
I don't know what to think.
This is not very good.
I've decided that I'm going to go on your side and say that I think it's going to be a girl. Because why would two big bosses of CHUM be here tonight if it wasn't going to be a girl?
That's true. You know, whenever we go to hire a new office girl, all the bosses line up. There are three bosses. And they interview 150 girls to hire, you know, one stenographer.
Yeah, men, they just hire them, and that's it.
Yeah, but tell me something. In any job that you have, you know, that you ever applied for and got, have you ever been late? Now, this guy is late.
Late the first night.
You're never late the first day, you know.
Yeah, that's right. He's about 5 minutes late already.
To say nothing of the time and he's supposed to spend in preparation and hasn't done.
Well, yeah, you've always got to get in.
If it's a he.
You know, I always get in at least 5 minutes
or
before
she.
I go on the air, you know, to pick my music and get my news and everything. Yes. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of traffic going
traffic
by here.
Bad, yeah.
Traffic's kind of congested on Yonge Street out in front. I'm just walking over toward the curb here. How's the traffic been tonight, officer?
Fairly heavy.
Fairly heavy. It is fairly heavy right now, too.
Bob.
Convertibles, all kinds.
Listen, I just had a theory. Listen, we're all looking for... What are we looking for, a car? I'm looking for actually annoying our boss. I'm really expecting something wild. I'm looking for a buggy.
A buggy?
I'm looking for a horse and buggy or something. We had a promotion here a couple of years ago where we used a horse and buggy, and I'm looking for a horse and buggy. I don't know. I don't think there's going to be a car here.
Well, horse and buggies.
I haven't even been a chum a year myself yet. I don't know what the boss is up to. I know he hired me in a pretty normal fashion. I just came and applied
pretty
for the job.
Normal fashion.
Well, hey, what is with this fella, Bob?
Moose Latrec, how are you?
Listen, if he had a country show to do, he'd be here on the nose. Let me tell you. Where is this fella?
What did you say voice. He had you? Did he had you all upset?
You know, maybe it ain't a person at all. Maybe it's just a voice. You know, period.
Moose said in there he was between the cow pasture and the pig pen.
Just didn't know where he was
going. I still am. Away up sky somewhere. I don't know. Greener pastures.
Well, I don't know. We've been hanging around and waiting here. And listen, Beliska, on your television show, do people show up late?
Quite frequently, yes.
Not only people, but he shows up late.
This is a fine way to start a job if the voice is doing the all-night show. Yeah. It's already after midnight.
I don't like him already.
It's a she.
Well, don't prejudge them.
You think it's a girl?
Bob thinks it's a girl.
I see. I'm wearing my new elevator shoes tonight. I've got the job as her assistant on the all-night show. Oh, yeah. I think she'll like me. She'll probably will.
The June bugs are out again.
There's a June. The voice probably a June bug. We're squishing June bugs in the sidewalk here in front of Chum. I don't know what we're going to do here. Well, I don't know. What do you think, Davey?
Well, as I said, I just about said what I think. I think it's a girl.
Hey, do you see the six-legged heifer walking down the street?
Six-legged heifer. No. It's got to be a human being. Let's face it. They built up this voice so much. The guy must have a tremendous
voice.
Well,
they haven't got a human being doing the Bob McAdory show, so what's the difference?
It was a young fella that used to do a show on Toronto. He's in Hollywood. What was it? Bob Brown? Was that his name? Great voice.
Oh,
Brown.
Maybe it's him.
Green.
Lauren Green.
That's
Lauren
it.
Green.
He used to have a great voice.
Yeah.
Do you figure that,
maybe
that
it's
this guy's going to be that great,
maybe
or this girl?
Is through with his Bonanza show and is coming back to Toronto.
Hey,
right?
He's in town now.
Hey.
Doing a great big business deal in Toronto. I'll bet.
Probably this
Lauren
is it.
This is it. This is it.
Lauren Green on the All Night Show.
I hate him.
You got reason to.
Well, it's either Lauren Green.
I don't know. I still think it might be. Oh.
No, I know it isn't, because in the car I was listening to you chaps singing Waterloo very badly, and I thought, oh boy, you know, that's CFRB wouldn't do that kind of thing. So I turned over to shall I say it again? CFRB, and Oh was on there.
Oh.
Bill Deegan, he was selling ice cream or something. As I told you, I had Alphonse Wimet and all those people in the car, and they said, oh, turn that off. So I came back to Chum. It isn't Oh, because he's down there now.
Oh, well, I don't know. Who would it be?
Listen, there's no traffic on Yonge Street now. I don't know. There's no traffic here now.
There's a lot coming down the other way. He might come.
I'm still looking for a horse and buggy, believe me. I don't know. We have quite a crowd out here on Yonge Street, too, and they're all waiting for the voice. I guess they're just as waiting as much as we are.
I'll bet that he's coming by subway and goes in the back door. The subway goes right by the back of the station, just jumps off, bang in the
Go
back
check
door.
The back door, Dave. Go check the all back right. door. All right, Dave's going to check the back door. We got to get everything covered here. We have two officers out here directing the traffic, and we have a large crowd of people waiting for the voice. I haven't seen anything of it yet. I don't know what we're calling it. Bob says it's a girl. Listen, we shouldn't.
I guess
we shouldn't make money bets on the air. But you.
Why did you make imaginary bets like Bob?
You feel sure it's a girl, eh?
Not only do I feel sure it's a girl, I feel sure that she heard me on the All Night Show last night talking about her, and she's probably all excited, and she probably took a few extra minutes to kind of prim and fix her hair and everything before she came in.
Well, I don't know. There's lots of cars pulling up here. I get excited, sort of, because cars are pulling up and stopping, but nothing yet. No signs of the voice yet. The voice is going to do the all-night show. This
12:10.
People are wondering what happened here.
Late.
You might be... the boss... Oh, we sort of sprung our letters there. The boss... We found things missing on the studios for quite a few... days, and the boss was taking them to show them to a new person, and this is why we have found out that it is a voice, and the boss made us all do the all-night show for a while. Hold it. Hey, wait a minute. No. Is this a car stopping? Hey, listen. Hey, here's a car. A car is stopping. Hey, hold it. Wait a minute. What is this?
Cadillac limousine about a half a block long.
Hey, look.
There's a guy coming up.
Hold it. Hold it. It's the chauffeur. Wait a minute. It's the chauffeur. Well, here's the man we've been waiting for. It's a chauffeur.
I'm not the voice. I am the voice's chauffeur.
You're the,
you should
the
be
voice
the voice
of chauffeur. Hey, say that again.
The voice's chauffeur.
The voice's chauffeur? Oh, come on. Any radio announcer doesn't have a chauffeur. We know this.
Hey,
doesn't
that?
Have it.
There she is. It's a girl. She's beautiful.
Right, Bob.
Look at,
right.
See, look at her. Oh, boy.
Hi.
The voice. Gee, you're beautiful. Can I hold your hand? Are you
Can
the
I
voice?
Hold your other hand?
No, I am not the voice.
What are you?
Well, who are you then?
What are you doing?
I'm the voice's traveling companion.
Traveling companion.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, very nice.
Well, where's the voice? Let's get him out of here.
Oh, here he is.
Here comes the man out of the car now.
Sunglasses? What is this?
Really?
The voice.
Hi, are you the voice?
No, I'm not the voice. I'm the traveling with the voice, however.
You're traveling with
yes,
the voice.
I'm traveling with the voice.
A lot of people traveling with the voice. Where is the voice?
If I may.
If you may. If you may what?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, here he comes. Wow.
Is this the voice?
The bulldog.
This is the voice?
Oh, really? The voice. The voice. Oh, really?
He's got a mask on.
What?
Top hat and mask.
Well, look at you. All right. Listen, we're disappointed. It's not the girl. It's not the girl. We have a beautiful... All right. Well, we've got a beautiful girl here. Bob, I thought you were... Let's get him to say... Let's welcome him to CHUM anyway. Listen, I'm John Sprague, and on behalf of all of us here, we're sort of confused and we're sort of disappointed that it wasn't the first member out of the car, but on behalf of all of us at Chum 1050, welcome to CHUM. I hope that you'll enjoy taking over. I hope you'll enjoy taking over the all-night show. I'd like you to say a few words.
Say something.
Pardon me. I'd like you to say a few words. We've all welcomed you. We can't do anything else, but, you know, he's writing something.
The voice says, thank you very much. The voice says, thank you very much.
Well,
this is Jerry Bright speaking on behalf of the voice.
This is Jerry Bright speaking on behalf of the voice?
Yes, yeah, and the voice says, thank you very much.
Well, can't the voice talk?
Oh, yes, the voice can speak, yes.
Well, why isn't he saying anything?
Well, I'm not at liberty to tell you at this time exactly why he cannot speak.
Hey, we're getting a picture, okay, so let's get organized. What do you have to say for himself, John?
Well, he's not saying anything.
Tell him to come up here.
I don't like him.
Okay?
It's all right. The voice is not saying anything. The voice is writing things down here. I think the voice could at least say something. What has he written there now, seeing as you're speaking for the voice? What is he saying? Listen, what is this? A voice with no voice.
I think the boss has really flipped on this one.
At least he's gone Macadory. At least he's gone Macadory one better. He can write.
Excuse me. This is Jerry Bright speaking once again for The Voice. The Voice says, let's go to work. It's time to go to work.
It's about time. You're 10 minutes late. 15 minutes late now.
I don't like him.
Well,
all right. There's The Voice. Well, I like that.
When is he going to speak?
Let's hear it for The Voice.
Well, I don't know. It's time to go to work, and I guess it's time to hear music on the all-night show, I guess. Let's hear the Marquettes and Balboa Blue.
I really don't like him.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob McAdory, and we're all back in the studio now. All the chum guys are here, and we've been here since 11:30 tonight. Well, I was here at 11 o'clock because I thought the voice was coming at 12 midnight. The Bob's been building this up for weeks. The voice is arriving tonight. The voice. We were waiting out in front of the station. We waited there until 10 past 12, and finally a huge limousine comes up, big black limousine. A guy gets out with a uniform. We say, are you the voice? No, I'm the chauffeur. Then a beautiful girl gets out, a lovely blonde in a white sheath dress, you know, just
like I
guessed. And I thought she was the voice, and I held her hand and everything, and she's not the voice. And then another guy gets out, and he says he's Jerry Bright. He's speaking for the voice.
That's my name.
Is that your, that's
Bright.
You, right?
Yes,
you're Jerry Bright. Mm-hmm. And then this guy gets out in a magnificent white tie, tails, top hat, a cape with crimson on the inside, and a mask over his face. And he says, he didn't say anything. He's the voice. Why doesn't he talk? What is it with him?
He didn't say anything.
Well, he hasn't said a word since he got out, and he's supposed to be the voice and do the all-night show.
The voice has just written down something here. I'd like to read it. This is Jerry Bright once again. I'm pleased to meet all the boys here at CHUN. That's from the voice.
Well, listen, voice, what are you going to call his show? We got the John Sprague show, the Al Belisca show,
the
Moose
Latour show. The voice show, I suppose, huh?
The voice show. Is
just a moment. He's writing down something here.
What is this? An announcer that doesn't talk.
It says,
I don't think I like him.
It says, we're going to call it Music Till Dawn.
Yeah. Music Till Dawn. That's good.
Till Dawn. Yeah,
well, one thing about you, voice, you're never going to get a sponsor unless you talk.
You got a sponsor.
Who's
going to
sponsor a show like this?
Do a commercial, eh?
You got a sponsor.
Without talking.
Hey. He's writing down once again. He's something here. I'll read it for you as soon as he gets it scribbled
down. Jerry Bright again.
Thank you. It says we have one. I assume he means a sponsor. It says Craven A Cigarettes is the sponsor for Music Till Dawn.
Well, it's a good sponsor.
That's a good smoke. I smoke them all the time.
Yeah, I do too.
Matter of fact, I have some here, fellas. If you
great. Free Ciggy Booze, eh? Well, I'm getting to where I like this guy.
Why doesn't he talk?
Well, I'm not exactly free to reveal this information at this time.
All right. So it's Music Till Dawn, sponsored by Craven A Cigarettes, right?
Right.
All right, let's see the voice. If the voice is so smart, I'd like to see the voice do a commercial for Craven A Cigarettes. Now, how about that?
All right. Here's a commercial then.
Have you noticed how many people are changing to Craven A?
Yes, I wonder why.
It's simply that Craven A filters best.
Did you say Craven A filters best?
Yes! You'll be surprised at the satisfaction you get in Canada's most advanced cigarette.
Hi, this is Jerry Bright, and here's the voice with a few words for Craven A cigarettes.
Where's the voice?
Right. Thanks, voice. Hear more of the same tonight at midnight when Craven A presents Music Till Dawn.
Oh, what kind of commercial was that?
I don't think I like him.
Actually, the voice was scribbling very fast there, and I can't quite make out what it was.
What do you mean? He's going to write the commercial for you to read?
Well, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work. Let's see. It says here, don't give a cigarette to that fat fellow there. Who is the fat guy?
Oh, that's Al Belisca. He's one of our staff announcers.
Al
Belisca. I really don't like him.
Who?
Al Belisca.
He writes who?
Hey, the guy's sharp.
Well,
I think I'm going to take the voice's companion for a little trip.
Well, listen, I'm really disappointed. What about
the
voice's companion? You lean over to the microphone here. Listen, this guy can't say anything. He won't even talk. He won't even object. What do you say? You and I, slip out for a cup of coffee, something like that, okay?
No, the voice would object.
He would object. He's writing down no.
Yes.
All right, what a wise guy. Okay. I'm going home.
I'm sorry.
At least they're real good
gentlemen.
Cigarettes.
What a letdown.
But what?
You
can't, that doesn't talk.
You can't tell us why he can't talk? Oh, what is it?
I'm not free to tell you at this time. However, the show will be called Music at Dawn, sponsored by Craven A Cigarettes, and I think it's time that we should get into
some
music.
Are you going to do all the talking for him?
I don't like him.
Yes, I'll be doing all the talking.
You mean you're going to sit here all night, and he's going to write things for you to talk about?
Yes, that's true. And here, just a moment, the voice is writing something down. It says, why don't you guys go home?
Well, all right.
We came here to welcome
the guy to CHUM, if that's all he wants.
We've been standing around here for an hour waiting for you.
I'm sorry, gentlemen.
I don't like him.
Lots of luck.
I'm merely the voice of the voice. I'm sorry. Good, it's time for more music now. Music till dawn. Says that that was Billy Butterfield and Ray Conniff and Beyond the Blue Horizon.
I've never heard anything so ridiculous in all my life.
Hey, listen, are you at work now? Is that what it is?
Yes.
You're working?
This is the show.
Where's your log? Where's your book? Does this guy know anything at all about radio?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes.
What are you? What?
He
here
said
it is.
The book, he wrote it down here. The book is in the control room on top of something.
On top of something.
Yes.
Well, there's your
okay.
book.
Okay.
He was on top of the console. That's
listen,
what it was.
We've,
you know what a console is, don't you?
We've said hello to the voice in the show, whatever it is, music till Dawn is sponsored by Craven A Cigarettes. Mm. Where are the free cigarettes?
Yeah, yeah. How about some freebies?
How about some free cigarettes?
Well, listen, John and fellas, Gordon White, who is the Ontario branch manager of Rock City Tobacco, is here. And he's brought us each a full carton of Craven A cigarettes.
Well, that's so
we
a saving grace, anyway.
We got some real nice smoking
ahead. Gordon White.
Hey, for Gordon White!
I like him.
Who knows? Maybe Gordon White is the voice. Is it?
Hey, listen. Hey, your name is Jerry Bright.
Mr. White's
my
in
name
there.
Is Jerry Bright.
Listen. Would you ask the voice if I could take his companion, that beautiful blonde, you know, just for coffee, and we'll be right back. And you know, maybe
coffee in a Craven A. Yeah.
All right. The voice says
no. Circle,
absolute
circle, circle.
Emphatic no. No. And
Mrs. McAdory just phoned to say the same thing.
What's this? He just wrote.
He just. I don't like that fat guy. Well,
neither
evidently.
Mutual.
Listen, I evidently. Just think, look at McAdory and the guys and I. Look at a coffee and a Craven A. There'd be nothing wrong with that, with the voice's companion. Now, what can the voice's companion
well,
do?
Well, I'll no, he points to no, and oh, that's it. Absolutely not.
You just tell the voice he's making a lot of friends real fast.
Well,
listen, fellas, you'll check with Mr. Gordon White. He'll give you that full carton of Craven A. That's better than
well,
one cigarette from an announcer
agree.
That
Gordon
doesn't
Gordon White
talk.
Is all right. I think Gordon we say White's yay to Gordon White, but as for the voice, I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Look, Jerry,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Jerry, why don't you tell us what the bit is with the no speaking? Come on.
I'm not free to
he looks like a wrestler.
I'm
is
sorry.
Is he that old masked Marvel that used to fight Whipper down at the Garden?
No.
I don't even think I like Gordon White when I usually get
married. Actually, I'm not free to tell you why the voice isn't speaking. All I know is that I'm supposed to speak for the voice for the next time.
The next what?
Next 6 hours, for sure.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the voice on the All Night Show with Jerry Bright. right. When is he going to say something?
I really don't know, to be quite frank with you, but I do know that I'm not free to reveal any information at this time, and that's it.
Well, isn't this kind of silly? I mean, a radio announcer, I presume he is, who doesn't talk. Isn't that kind of
silly?
Listen,
I'd say, I must admit, if this is the way it's going to be, I'm a little bit jealous. I don't have a chauffeur-driven car and a companion like that.
This
and
guy must
and
be
I
loaded.
Have to speak, so do the other guys.
And if he's so wealthy, why is he working?
Well, I don't know. Right now, the voice is scribbling something down here, writing something that says, I can read it here upside down, I have a gorgeous voice, much, much better than that fat guy's. That's what the voice has written down.
I'm going home to my loved ones. Good night, all.
Actually, I won't disagree with that because I haven't heard his voice, and that could be true. It wouldn't have to have much of a voice to be better than that fat guy.
Well, the voice is writing something down once again.
I don't like him. I really don't. Good night, all.
The voice.
Glad you can make it on the scene.
Oh, I don't like him.
We're going to continue on now with Music Till Dawn, brought to you by Craven A Cigarettes. Speaking on behalf of The Voice, yours truly, Jerry Bright. Right now, more music.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife. 'Cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips, are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers.
From our chum parade, the voice tells me that that is it, number five. And right now, just a moment.
I just, all the other guys have gone home now, and I just thought I'd come in again.
Who are you?
Bob McAdory.
Oh, that's Bob McAdory, as they say on radio. Hi, Bob.
All those other clods have gone home. I thought maybe the voice would let me take its girlfriend out for a coffee now.
Well, just a minute. Mr. Voice, emphatically, I'm sorry, he says no, N-O, that's it.
Well, I believe in that little fat guy. I don't like him either.
All right, voice, we'll fix you.
It's 29 minutes. It's 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Music Till Dawn, and it's time now for another Craven A commercial, this one to be delivered in the inimitable style of The Voice.
Have you noticed how many people are changing to Craven A?
Yes, I wonder why.
It's simply that Craven A filters best.
Did you say Craven A filters best?
Yes! You will be surprised at the satisfaction you get in Canada's most advanced cigarette.
At this time, the voice is scribbling very fast. He's trying to get the commercial in, and he says, if he can get all the commercial in, I don't know if he can. It says, light up a Craven A, you'll like him. Light up a Craven A cigarette, you'll like him.
You'll be surprised at the satisfaction you get in Canada's most advanced cigarette.
And the voice wrote after the jingle started that he missed. He missed the jingle. Well, that's showbiz. Right now it's time for weather.
Another holiday howler.
Hi there, Harvey boy.
Howdy.
Say, you're looking mighty good, you know.
Well, thank you. I lost 200 pounds this week.
You lost 200 pounds? Yeah. How?
Divorced my wife.
Yours truly, C-H-U-M.
Weather consultants of Canada say very little change is expected in our weather over the next 24 hours. The probability of a thunder shower late today is 30%. Here's the forecast for the Chum Climatological Area. Mostly clear and continuing very hot. Winds light. The high today for Toronto, Hamilton, Malton, Brampton, and Richmond Hill, 90. For Oakville, Long Branch, Center Island, Oshawa, and West Hill, 85. The outlook for Sunday and Monday, little change.
Chumometer presently 81 degrees. The wind northwest at 5 miles per hour. On CHUM, Toronto's most listened to radio station.
It's to play a swingin' Saturday on CHUM.
This is Holiday with Chum.
Pop of the past times, we flash back now with Adventures, a tune entitled Perfidia. Before 1 o'clock, that's what the voice has just told me to say. And the voice says that particular record flashes back to 1961 from a pop of the past from 1961. And he also mentions here on his pad that he's smoking a Craven A cigarette. And we've had a phone call, according to Bob McAdory. Bob, would you come in here just a moment?
Well, I was just talking to the girl on the switchboard, and a gentleman just phoned in now, and he said he wanted to, would it be all right if he started a fan club for The Voice, so I thought maybe you could ask him.
A fan club for The Voice.
Really,
well,
somebody just called in and asked that.
Okay, let's see. The Voice is writing down on his pad now. He said, yes, I can't read his hieroglyphics there. Yes, it certainly is about time. Yes, so if the individual listening now that just called up wanting to start a fan club for The Voice, if you'd like to, yes, that's the answer in the affirmative. The voice tells me now that it's 23 minutes before 1 in the a.m., music till dawn, and he mentions that it is brought to you by Craven A. Cigarettes. And now, more music. The voice tells me that we're going now to the Chum Parade, to the number 10 spot, with George Maharis and his big hit, Teach Me Tonight.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn, yeah, teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it.